93.3 Amp Radio. Yeah, the Patriots are playing on Sunday. It's here. The season has begun.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sunday. It's night, right?
Correct. Sunday night football.
Nice.
Prime time.
So we're going to be up late. Monday, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to sleep, but you guys can just fill me in.
You know, the last time we were up late, the Patriots were winning a Super Bowl, so
That is a true statement.
Yeah, I can't sit here and complain about how late the game is. I'd love for them to play it at 11 in the morning, but it's not about me, okay? Yes.
You should move to the West Coast, where the 1 o'clock games happen at 10 in the morning.
So nice.
Well, in honor of the Patriots' first game this weekend, we thought, and I'm just going to give out the phone number, and I'm going to see what happens here. We would celebrate by sharing Tommy Tales.
What is a Tommy
Tale? What is a Tommy Tale, you ask?
Yes.
A tale indeed. About when you met Tom Brady. Now, many people have met Tom Brady.
Okay.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I have that many people met Tom Brady?
Of course.
I mean, three people in this room have... Well, no,
Producer
one
Matt,
in the three
Tom
of us has met Tom Brady. All
that's
right, touche, I stand corrected.
33% of the... 33.3% in this little sample, have met Tom Brady.
You know what? I stand corrected.
So, Producer Matt, I know you love telling the story. I think it'd be a great way to kick off Tommy Tales. And by the way, if you have a Tommy Tale when you met Tom, what happened? 617-931-1033. Go ahead. The floor is all yours.
Well, it was a beautiful sunny day, riding my bike down the Esplanade, and I see a very tall man semi-resembling Tom Brady on the playground. So I pull my bike over frantically.
Right. Anytime you see someone who semi-resembles Tom, of course you got to pull your bike.
Slam on those brakes.
It's honestly not even the first time that's happened.
Totally normal.
It's true. But of course it was a little creepy standing outside of a playground. So I wasn't taking pictures. I was just Googling to see if I could find a picture of Tom Brady wearing the same hat and the same sunglasses he was wearing. Because he was in disguise. Eventually I realized he had a dog there. So I looked up Tom Brady dog. Boom! It was their pit bull mix, Lua. And I was like, that is Tom Brady's dog. That is Tom Brady. So as I'm standing there looking this up, he starts to ride by me on a scooter.
Yeah, run away, I think is the correct term. When you see someone lurking around a playground,
tomato. You
usually leave.
Yeah, but as soon as he was about 5 feet from me, I just said, I love you, Tom. And he looked back at me and said, thanks. And then scooted away.
It's a legitimate interaction right there.
Oh, my Lord.
So do you have a Tommy Tale? Did you meet him?
I want to hear it.
And what happened? Well, what a way to celebrate Patriots weekend. Who doesn't want to hear what happened next? 617-931-1033. Don't be shy. What's your Tommy Tale? Come on, don't keep it all to yourself.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear it.
Oh, man. This is 103.3 Amp Radio. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Love you for turning on the TJ Show this morning.
Yeah.
103.3 Amp Radio. Yeah, we open up the lines and they all started ringing.
Oh, yeah.
At 617-931-1033. We thought, well, to kick off Patriots weekend, why don't you share your Tommy Tale?
Yeah.
When you met Tom Brady, what happened? Hi, Lennox and Stoughton.
Yes.
Tom Brady came to your work?
Yes, I was working at Nextel and in the late 90s, and one of my friends had the account for some of them, and they were all excited. I'm sitting down at my desk. I hear my friend come by, and he says, hey, Tom, this is my very good friend Lennox, and I froze, didn't know what to say. I stood up, and I looked at him, and I shook his hand, and I said, I've never met a champion before in my life. So pleased to meet you. He laughed and, he says, good to meet you. And it was one of the greatest days of my life.
Wow.
Oh.
Lennox, it sounds like a tremendous life-building interaction.
And by the way...
Oh, it certainly was.
Yeah.
I love what you said. I've never met a champion before in my life. That's such a very, matter-of-fact, sweet thing to say, and I love it.
Thank you.
Producer Matt, he understands being in awe in that moment. And I appreciate you sharing your Tommy Tale and not keeping it all to yourself.
Okay. Thank you for having me on.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Caroline and Newton.
Hi.
I gave out the phone number. I said if you have a Tommy Tale, please share it. You met Tom Brady?
I did, yeah.
What happened?
I was at a tennis camp and he lives right next to it. And he was practicing on the field with Gronk. So I went over to say hi and take a picture. And we were about to snap the picture. We were posed and ready. and the head of my tennis camp yelled at me and my friend, and the picture was never taken.
No way.
What?
It was the worst.
Why did you... You should have quit tennis camp that day.
I know. I got really upset.
Of course. And so what did Tom do?
Well, this was his quote. He said, "Maybe we shouldn't." I was like, "Oh, no, no, please, please. We're so close."
Tom was intimidated by your tennis instructor?
I mean, because we weren't technically supposed to go over there, so... But she yelled at us. She was like, "Yeah, maybe we shouldn't."
I'm mad at Tom. I wish he would have just said, "You know what? Who cares? We're still going to take your picture."
Yeah.
I know.
You quit tennis today, you become a football player.
Yes, exactly.
Caroline, well, it was a picture that never happened, but at least you had an interaction that you'll never forget.
Yeah, that's true.
And you'll get sad about it every time you think about it.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up those old feelings.
It's okay.
Did you quit tennis, by the way?
No, but I quit the camp.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, there we go.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye, thank you.
Seems like almost everyone's met Tom Brady.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, here's the phone number for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Right now, let's give you a 4-pack of tickets to Edenville Family Theme Park, 617-931-1033. You can experience Dinoland, Thomasland, 90-plus rides and attractions. Visit Edenville.com for special events and promotions. Be caller 13, match one answer on the street match, and there it is. You're in, just Ta-da. Like that. And also, if you have a Tommy tale, keep his number in your phone and call us. Share your Tommy tale. Don't keep it to yourself. 617-931-1033. That's your passport to get on the radio on our show for any reason you want.
She works the night.
New hit music, way fewer commercials. This is 1033 AM Radio. Everyone's celebrating Patriots Game 1. It's happening this weekend, Sunday night. I'm almost embarrassed that we started doing this. I put the number out there, open phone lines at 617-931-1033, and I said, if you have a Tommy tale, won't you share it? Did you meet Tom Brady? What happened? And I hear producer Matt back there taking these calls.
Yeah.
And he's so giddy. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, my goodness, that's great. All right, hold on one second. He's almost on the verge of tears.
Yes, we shouldn't pay him for today because this is too much fun for him.
No, I'm just embarrassed for him. Like, he's a different level of excitement than he should be.
I know. He's very happy today.
Good morning, Susan in North Andover.
Yes.
You have a Tommy tale?
I do.
Tell me everything I need to know.
So we went to a Red Sox game. They were playing the Diamondbacks. We went bar hopping afterwards. And at Daisy Buchanan's, we met, I think his name was Luis Gonzalez. I'm not a baseball fan. And anyways, he says, "Do you want to go to Whiskey's?" And my roommate and I said, "Yeah, sure." So we go, and there's a big long line, and he brings us into the private area. My roommate had told him that I love Tom Brady. Well, who's there but Tom Brady? And Luis Gonzalez introduces me to Tom Brady, and he talks to me for like 15 minutes. This is like after the first Super Bowl.
Oh.
And then stood next to him all night long, and I kept leaving, walking over to my roommate going, "We have to leave. I'm going to have a heart attack. We have to leave right now."
Even after just the first Super Bowl.
Wow.
Wow, that's like vintage Tom right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I love it.
Susan, you're the best.
And by the way, he was just there by himself.
Yep, the good old days of Tom. Oh, don't you remember that? No photographers, a different era. Susan, thank you for sharing your Tommy tale.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Sarah in Beverly.
Hi.
Your aunt has a Tommy tale, but in a way it's become your own.
Yes, I have.
What happened? How did your aunt meet Tom?
So she worked for a catering company, and Tom had this event at his house. So she was catering it, and she was just doing the dishes, doing her job. And Tom came up to her, and she had to shake his hand. You know, you gotta be polite. Her hands were so soapy, she just shook his hand because she was so nervous.
That's well, embarrassing.
You know what? I would argue that's actually a best case scenario because obviously your palms would get sweaty.
And
it will hide the sweat if you're washing dishes at the time.
True. And it's hygienic.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. He was so sweet about it. So he's like, "Oh, don't even worry about it." Like, aww. So nice. She was so embarrassed, though.
What did she see in his house that we don't know about?
Yeah.
I have no idea. She didn't tell me much about it.
Oh, really? Is she sworn to secrecy? Did she sign an NDA?
I think she had to.
Really?
Like, she's a big guy.
I wouldn't be surprised. Could you imagine, honestly, being part of companies like that, and you must see those things all the time for upcoming events, knowing that you're going to be going to Tom Brady's house that night, but you have to play it cool? Like, I have to go walk into Tom Brady's house. I mean, I would be such a wreck.
I know. And this is in the Brookline house, and now she knows what it looks like. You know, it's for sale, but whatever.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you for sharing your aunt's Tommy tale. No problem. You can keep that as your own. She's very generous to allow you to tell that like that.
Thanks, Monty.
Have a good one, Sarah.
Bye.
And by the way, the answer to the question, how do you share your Tommy tale if you've signed an NDA? Have your niece call it.
But that means she shared it to her niece.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. Todos están pendientes a ti, pero tú puedes estar para mí. Haciendo que me odien más, porque todos te quieren probar.
103.3 Amp Radio, stop it. She didn't see Tom Brady naked.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, we'll get to that call.
This
was Tommy Tales, maybe was a bad idea. These stories of how and when you met Tom Brady, now they're getting out of control.
Naked?
No, no, it can't be. This is 103.3 Amp Radio. More calls next.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
New hit music, way fewer commercials. This is 103.3 Amp Radio. Okay, I think these Tommy tales now are starting to cross the line. I opened the phone lines and said, if you met Tom Brady, just call in. Tell us how and when it happened. Mm-hmm. Hey, Laura in North Reading.
Hello.
You have a Tommy tale. I could hear the excitement in your voice.
I do. I was on a tour. So I was following the tour group. And we went downstairs, and she says, well, we'll go check out the guest locker room because right now the Patriot players were, you know, they had done practice, so they were in getting massages in the other room. And I got ahead of the group and kind of like following Troy Brown.
Yeah.
And he went into the guest locker room, opened up the door, and there was Tom Brady with a towel wrapped around him. He had just gotten out of the shower.
Oh, my God.
Laura.
And he was probably, like, 10 feet away from me. And we locked eyes. I was shocked. He's looking at me, and meanwhile, the tour guide caught up and got all frantic and then just kind of, like, pulled something to block the view.
Wait, did you share any information? A hi, a hello, anything?
I think it was just more or less a shock look from me and
right.
just a smile. And he was just kind of like perplexed, like, who are you and why are you here?
Right, but you locked eyes and a lot was sort of spoken without being spoken. And I understand, you probably thought you might get arrested in that moment.
Right.
So not the most anxiety-free Tommy tale, but a Tommy tale nonetheless.
Exactly, exactly.
Laura.
And of course, my tale is I saw him naked.
That's a good tale
come
to
on.
Tell.
You're embellishing on the story. He had a towel
stop,
on.
Stop.
Exactly.
Laura, you're the best. Thanks for listening to our show.
Thank you.
In what may be the most offensive Tom Brady Tommy tale, hey, Stephen Lowell?
Yep.
Your father-in-law met Tom Brady, and what happened?
He's an elevator mechanic, so he's like no-nonsense, doesn't really follow sports. He didn't know who Tom Brady was, and he was working on his elevator in his house.
Amazing.
What? He was in his house?
Elevator in his house?
This was in after he married Giselle, so like 2009, 2010.
Before the Brooklyn Mansion.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're talking Back Bay days.
Got it. I follow.
Yep.
That. Yeah.
Steven, that's amazing. Producer Matt, I think,
is
actually crying right now. Here's a tissue, Producer Matt. Thank you for listening to our show, Steven.
Thank you.
This is 103.3 Amp Radio.
Work,
103.3 Amp Radio. All right, we have too many of these to keep up with. We'll do one more Tommy Tale phone call, okay?
Okay.
I gave out the number earlier. I said, if you met Tom Brady, how and when? And every story has been amazing, actually. Well, of course it's amazing.
Yeah, anything that has Tom Brady in that sentence is amazing. So,
hey, Lindsay in East Providence.
Hi.
You met Tom Brady?
I did, yes. I work part-time roller skating rink, and the entire Patriots team came and had a Halloween party. I got to skate with Tom Brady and everyone on the team and Belichick, and I got to play air hockey with Tom Brady.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
I'm more shocked that, like, Belichick knows how to have fun on roller skates. That's amazing.
True.
Yeah. Oh, no,
news.
He was on skates.
Hey, Lindsay, what'd you talk to Tom about while you were playing air hockey with him?
Well, we were playing against two people, so at some point he was like, come on, like the entire time.
You hear that, producer Matt? She got a come on from Tom.
I would be terrified to play anything competitive with Tom Brady.
Annie
was hurt at the time, so like it was when he hurt like his wrist or something, so like it made me even more nervous.
Terrible injury to have for air hockey. A wrist? Did you beat him?
No, he was on my team. It was a 4-person air hockey.
Oh.
We were playing against two other people, and it was 1,000 pucks. So there was like 1,000 pucks coming out at once, and he was like wicked competitive.
Oh. Very dangerous.
And he was dressed as...
Lindsay, you're the best for listening to our show.
Thanks.
Dude, she had Tom Brady on her team.
Yeah.
That's insane.
From the BJ's Wholesale Club Studios.
WODSFM and HD1 Boston. 1033.
This is the TJ Show. Amp Radio. A radio.com station.